I'm Bill Schmoker, and I'm compiling the Boulder Christmas Count. I'm also a science teacher. I teach 8th grade science in Centennial Middle School in North Boulder. I'm looking east at a beautiful sunrise. Some silhouettes of ducks, some mallards just flew up river a little while ago. I've heard some geese down on these ponds or the river. I'm not sure which.
Why do you do this?
Why am I out here in the freezing cold before sunrise? There's just nothing better. Birding in general, I love it. I do a lot of birding and bird photography, but Christmas counts are really fun. It's a cooperative effort. It goes on nationwide and actually well beyond the borders, but it's a day of camaraderie. Teams get together and help each other out, and it's also gathering data. This goes to a national database that's accessible to amateurs and scientists alike. And it's a record back to 1900, in Boulder back to 1909 of winter bird populations.
As Bill Schmoker continues explaining about the Christmas bird count, in the darkness, another car arrives.
It's arriving. I don't know who's got with him there, but
in it is Bill Kempfer, another well-known birder.
He's our territory leader, so he's the boss today.
Somebody's calling me, telling me they'll be late.
As soon as he's there, someone's calling him for directions on how to get to this early morning bird count.
I just saw your headlights down there. Okay, I'll tell you what to do. Just go to the White Rocks trailhead on Valmont there, because I was going to have you and Todd come up from the south.
What's happening is that each bird count group has a certain area that's organized so that people don't overcount the area, don't count each other's birds, and still cover and find as many birds as possible. And even though it's dark outside already, these birders are identifying birds.
And I'll go ahead and
you just pointed at something. What did it look like?
That was a sharp-shinned hawk that just flew by, so we'll count that one.
How can you tell? It's dark. It's so, I mean,
see,
you just saw
Bill,
a silhouette.
He's the expert.
It's by the way it was flying and its shape. Oops. The way it was flying with that real rapid wing beat and then gliding for a while. And its shape, very, very broad, rounded wings, long tail, and a small head.
So you could tell all that even though you couldn't tell the colors and it didn't make a sound.
That's right.
The cars take off and many directions to connect up with other people who are going to help with the count. Meanwhile, Bill Schmoker explains how popular this Audubon Christmas bird count is and how well volunteered.
We've pretty consistently had over 100 participants every year. I'm hoping to be way over that this year. And we're almost always the largest count in Colorado as far as participants.
And in the top 20 nationwide.
Of them all, yeah. There's 2,000 some worldwide, and we're usually in the top tier participation-wise.
Oh, I think we'd better get started.
Yeah, we got to go find some more birds.
Out we go into the crunchy, frozen meadow grass to look for birds.
Gold eagle sitting up there
and since this is about counting birds, Bill Schmoker takes something small out of his pocket.
Yeah, I got my little Moleskine journal here. I got to start the tally because I don't trust my memory. Again, especially when we're doing numbers, so get my pen warmed up here. Every bird species has a four-letter code that the bird banding lab came up with. So I use those abbreviations. We got MALL for our mallard, CANG for our Canada goose, KING for our kingfisher, GHOW for the great horned owl.
Within an hour, the day has totally changed. Here's Bill Schmoker.
It's about 7:45, and we just walked out of the shadows for the first time into the sun. The sun is just above the horizon, so we've got a really neat yellowish-orange quality to the light. The problem is now every bird that flies over looks reddish-yellowish-orange, so for probably another 10 or 15 minutes, it's beautiful, but definitely gives everything a color cast. Reddish-orange mallards flying over, reddish-orange geese. We just had a reddish-orange blue jay fly over a few minutes ago.
Said it makes the robins look like they're on fire.
The count continues all day. The culmination of the count happens in the evening when all of the groups that have been counting birds gather for a dinner and a count party.
I'm Marvin Wolf.
this is a compilation banquet, so to speak. Everybody that went birding today is welcome to come here. And then I call it instant gratification, because you birded all day and you come back here at night and you find out how many birds have been seen and what part of the county has been seen.
They start by counting the birds that have been seen most often in Boulder County.
So does everyone see how this is going to work? So you can't be shy. If you had the bird that I call out, you got to tell us, or if you know someone did. We don't have all of our accounts in yet, and sometimes birds sneak their way in later, but we'll start at the top of the list with Northern Flicker.
Yes.
And Black-billed Magpie.
Yes.
Okay. And then 66 previous counts. Stellar's Jay.
Yes.
Black-capped Chickadee.
Yes.
Dark-eyed Junco.
Yes.
64 previous Mountain Chickadee.
Yes.
American Robin.
Yes.
American Tree Sparrow.
They end nice. With the rarest birds.
Walden Ponds, where else? We were worried. White Rocks, there's very little gravel bars left. It's running too high. There were no killdeer.
This was in the sewage treatment.
Oh, in the plant. Okay, well, we'll take it. And white-breasted nuthatch.
Yes.
Yes. Well, again, total so far, 102, plus some interesting non-native birds, and two to count me birds. So thank you so much. And the cider.
Thanks to all of the volunteers in Boulder County who helped on the Christmas bird count this year. You can find out more about Christmas bird counts by putting that into your Google browser. You can find out more about the Boulder County count or your county's count by going to your Audubon website.